All right, for the first time in the history of this, the very short history of this, we have two people at once. It's going to be exciting. We have Maureen Glynn and Kim English. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. Kim, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a nurse who teaches in the Trent Fleming School of Nursing in Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. And I've been doing that for about 18 years now. It's kind of scary to admit that.
Awesome. Welcome, welcome. And Maureen, tell us about yourself.
I'm a senior e-learning designer with Trent Online at Trent University in Peterborough, Ontario. I've been there for about a year and a half, and I have had the good fortune to work with some great faculty like Kim on online course development pilot project.
Excellent. And I'm guessing your answer to this question is going to be a course you worked on together, perhaps. The question is, how do you leave space for learners to make room for themselves and fill it with their thoughts and ideas and their work in online learning spaces?
Kim, do you want to kick off and I can
follow? Sure, I can kick off. Well, some of that for me actually came from working with Maureen, because Maureen helped me realize that some of it for me was actually letting go of control, and that I could provide kind of a platform of information and say to students, here's a whole bunch of things I think are really interesting, and you pick and choose from this what you will. And the course I teach is a fourth year level course, so it's a little bit different. They can do that, but it was hard to say, okay, I'm providing you information based on my expertise, but then I'm going to back off and let you do with that information what you will. And so I used a blog, which I have used for quite some time in this course that I teach, at the end of the course, and asked them throughout the each module to take an opportunity to reflect, and they either could post it as a group reflection, or they could keep track of that at the end of the module somewhere, and then use it in the very final component of the course, which was to create a blog about what they had learned over that time frame. And this past offering that just ended a few weeks ago, I had probably one of the best blogs I've seen from a student who actually used the blogging system in Blackboard, but created in a Word document her blog before cutting and pasting it, and had it included in their smart art, where she actually put charts of her knowledge before, her knowledge after, and embedded the entire blog with that type of information. And for me, that was sort of that first moment that I thought, okay, I can actually back away and let them take the information and use it to their advantage.
Well, that sounds awesome. Very cool. Maureen, what's your take on all that?
Well, first of all, it was great working with Kim, because I was so encouraged and inspired by her willingness to make that space for the students to have that kind of agency in their learning in her course, with her sort of very sage guidance and suggestions. But I know it was appreciated by the students. And I think in working with Kim and some of the other faculty on this course development pilot, another way that we've come to recognize, I think, making that space for students is just generally the overall tone and voice that you bring to what you're doing in the courses. So, and I think in online, it's hard to avoid the fact that to some extent you're communicating in a number of ways, but you are communicating in text-based tools a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can create a sense of invitation rather than requirement, and a sense of, you know, the idea that you are having the students become part of a community rather than having them meet requirements that really I think helps them feel that the space is there for them rather than that they're kind of having to find a way to shape themselves into a container, if you see what I mean.
That's awesome. I appreciate that insight. It's a theme is showing that it's a bit about giving away some control, and that's a bit scary sometimes, mm-hmm. but very worth it. Can I ask one quick follow-up question to Kim?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did I recently see a video of someone sneaking up on you and handing you an award for something?
Yes, you did.
Tell us about that.
So I have had the good fortune of winning the Trent University Excellence in Online Teaching Award for this course that I'm speaking of and the work. And actually, it should be, I think, a shared award because it certainly had a great deal of support from Maureen and the entire Center for Teaching and Learning. But it was just such a wonderful acknowledgement of the work and also students' attitudes towards just kind of the setup of the course and the support that they felt they had in the course. So it made my day during a week that was not such a great week. It was the week that we found out that we were suddenly doing everything online and remote. Yes.
That's good time. See, you can do this. You got an award for it.
Yeah.
Go do it for everything.
Yeah, exactly.
No complaints. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for adding your thoughts. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.